the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
It's Friday the 13th.
There's always somebody looking for something.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Okay. Who else have you blabbed to?
I don't know. Hi, Judge.
What did you say?
Congratulations on the hearings being over, Judge.
Hi, Judge.
Say that again.
Congratulations on the hearings being over.
Don't cuss.
You didn't cuss.
F you.
You are a lot of trouble.
He's not trouble. You're just being rude.
Hey. And you think your wife crying helped you?
Well, he's yours.
Yeah, right. You're right. She looked like a man.
Bend over.
Oh. Right.
You like
listen,
that.
He's mad at you now.
He is sore.
Listen, it's time. It's time for the Joe Show.
Hey.
This is 10 minutes of radio that we'll never be able to get back.
That's a nice way of putting it.
We got a, you know, we get these things in the mail all the time from the from these PR firms.
Right.
Books and interviews, and they all just can't suck enough. Mm-hmm. And the book is called Color Astrology, What Your Birthday Color Says About You.
Okay.
It's just garbage. It's just, for instance, I'm September 18th.
Right.
And it says, I'm autumn leaf, intense, successful, and questioning. Mike, what is your birthday?
That's you. June 22nd.
June 22nd. I think, Buzz, you're going to find that generally there's not bad stuff about anybody. June 22nd, Mike, you are bright lime green. You're inventive, theatrical, and earnest.
Here again. Right on the money.
Right. Buzz, what's your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
You're lavender.
Yes, I am.
You have charisma, you're articulate, and you're socially conscious.
Yes, I am.
So far, so good, but they're all nice.
See, the thing is, these could be things I could have been reading anybody's. You know what I mean? I could have mixed them up.
Well, I disagree.
And, no, come on, really. You could, for instance, Rob.
So far, of all the three, we haven't gotten one yet that we'd really miss.
Rob, what's your birthday?
8 days into March.
Okay, March 8th.
Uh-huh.
March 8th.
Start your shopping now, staff members.
That's your color is mauve.
Thank you.
Good-natured, yeah. Productive, spiritually strong.
Sorry, uh-huh. Buddy.
That would be a no, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a spiritual person.
I don't think any of them.
But for instance, if I had said to Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, your color is dawn.
Uh-huh.
You are artistic, sensitive, and innovative. You would have taken that and you would have said,
that's me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, that's March 7th.
Uh-huh.
This is almost like what psychics do.
Yes, it is.
Mike, if I would have said to you that your color is beryl green
mm-hmm.
and you're determined, knowledgeable and quick-witted.
You're right.
They fit
anybody. Everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody will accept them.
I mean, there's nothing. I'm looking here. I can't find anything that says anybody is a jerk or an a-hole or a dick.
What's Hughes's birthday?
Everybody is. I don't know, but it really
you're timid, withering, and you smell.
Anyway, the person who has written the book is named Michelle. What's her last name?
Bernhardt,
and she's ready to be interviewed by Joe.
Very good.
About this ridiculous topic. So,
Joe, do you know all your primary colors? That's just a joke question.
Red, yellow, and blue.
No need to. No need to.
Colors do tricks when you know how to mix your red, yellow, and blue.
Right. Now, Joe, we've kind of already covered that we think it's kind of a scam.
Have you read mine?
No, what is yours?
May 28th, butterscotch, feisty, leader, energetic.
Okay, that's the first one.
You know what? This is crap.
Butterscotch. So, Joe, your job will be on the Joe Show to take, now, fortunately, we've eaten up some of the 10 minutes we'll never get back. Your job is to simply interview this chick.
Okay.
Okay, so now, without further ado, here's Joe Artinger.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
That's good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Manhattan, New York.
Right on. Well, I've got your book in my hand right now, Colorstrology.
Great.
And I'd like to know a little bit how you got inspired to write this book.
Well, actually, I was approached by... I'm an intuitive.
That's great. Are you a psychic?
Yes, I am.
I noticed that on my birthday, May 28th, I'm butterscotch.
Oh, interesting. Now, you know it's not about your favorite color.
No. That's good, because I'd like to trade up to ribbon red.
Oh, that's hot.
Because then I'd be tenacious, responsible, and purposeful.
What are your keywords?
My keywords are...
Scam.
Feisty, leader, and energetic. And I'm sorry to say, you couldn't be further than wrong.
Right, exactly. I can sense that I'm kind of right on there.
You couldn't be further than wrong.
It's about
right.
A color. It's a your personal color is a color that helps balance.
That's
you.
Great. What's your color?
Oh, my color is misty lilac.
Tell her your color is brown, Joe.
My color is brown.
Deep brown.
Brown.
Well, so did you check out, not only is there a personal color, but there's also a monthly color.
Oh.
So if you're born in May,
right,
you have Bud Green. And you're also close to, you have that Gemini influence. So you have Aspen Gold, which is June's color.
Yeah. June's color?
June.
Oh,
the month
I'm sorry.
For June.
Okay.
So what the colors do is, not only do you belong to a monthly color, but
you really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
Oh, what was that?
That was my producer.
Oh, she's a Jew's
oh my goodness,
color.
I said June.
My producer was freaking out because I misunderstood you. Why is it about color? Can't we just get along?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Of course we can get along. This is about using color as a way
to
enhance your life.
Ask her what the dumbest color would be.
What's the dumbest color?
I don't know. I guess I
what are some bad colors? Let's get some negativity.
Is there any bad colors, like violent colors?
Well, I'll tell you. No, I don't really think so. But
about blood red.
That if you're depressed, not to wear black.
Don't wear black.
People kind of want to wear.
Hold on. I've got to write that down.
All right.
Especially, how do you spell depressed?
You are awfully feisty, aren't you?
Feisty. I'm also commanding, interesting, enduring. That's what I want to be. April
18th. Okay, now here's the thing.
It's very interesting to see what...
Who cares what she has to say? Ask her how she came up with... Seriously, such a great idea. Such a scam.
You know, it's a great idea, but don't you feel it's a little bit of a scam?
Well, I don't think so. In fact, most people think it's kind of uncanny. But, you know...
Well, that's great. Since you're a psychic, what do you foresee for me?
For you, you're May 28th?
Yes.
You are awfully feisty. Let's see.
I'm feisty.
Well, I would say that this is definitely a year for change for you.
Ooh.
It's you're in a 5-year, which is like about miracles. So you can kind of make a lot of things happen. You're also in a
I like miracles.
Yeah, miracles are good. And it's also great for communicating to the masses. So there you go.
The masses. I think that's what we're doing right now.
Ask her to get more specific about you. You're down to your last 60 seconds, Joe.
Get more specific about me.
Okay. Well,
Michelle.
First of all, the thing, if you go to May 28th, at the bottom of the page, it'll tell you how your color helps you. So that's important because it has 366 personal colors.
My color doesn't help me because I can't get help on a house mortgage.
Well, you see, try your color.
I'm white.
Now, you know, this is not only about wearing the color. You can also put that color in your house.
Was he making
by the way.
A social statement?
I think he was injecting some of his own personal problems into the interview.
I kind of noticed that, but I just kind of thought I'd skate.
That's because I'm feisty.
Excuse me?
But if you buy a house, if you're able to finally get your house.
I can't hear you. Say that again?
You should do
I'm
is paint
feisty.
Butterscotch.
Yes, you are feisty.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes?
Who do you foresee in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't
winning.
Know.
Winning.
I don't know.
Well, you're psychic.
What we could do is we could look at the
wait a second.
Yes?
Wait a second. If you're psychic, you should be able to help me pick who's going to win in the playoffs so I can make a lot of money.
Well, me.
Money.
Oh,
money's good. In fact, the color for May is about money. You know that?
What do you like more, bacon or sausage?
Huh?
Bacon.
Bacon.
That's true, because sausage is a show.
Oh, Joe.
Well, thank you, Michelle. This has been great. I love your book.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you think it'll bring on eBay?
I don't know. I hope it's doing very well. You can get it at any kind of normal store like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, things like that.
It says on the back, $18.95 U.S., so I'm thinking maybe $5 plus $9 shipping, and that's $14 for me.
Well, don't go there that fast. It's a brand new book.
Well, remember, I'm feisty, Michelle.
All right, ask her to hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Our producer's going to speak to you, and thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Good day. Bye, Joe. I said good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Michelle. Hi, it's Rob. How do you think it went?
Joe.
It's different, but you know what color I think I would give that interview? Gold. I did very much. I think you did a great job. Thank you so much for your time. We'll link on our website, and good luck. Big sell, good book, lots of money. God bless.
There he goes. And listening to Joe do an interview is like listening to a guy at Last Call. I love that. I really,
really.
Do.
This is like a pet rock with pages.
You're right. Yeah, I could not agree more.
I mean, the more I look at it, you know, no matter what it is, really, every day, magnificent, different, daring, moneymaker, powerful, influential.
If you're going to sell me on a book like that, you got to have a few of those colors. You have to have a few of those colors that mean satanic.
Right. Gregarious, sensual, warm, refined, poetic, teacher, intense, passionate. You know, where's... gets mad and
yes.
throws Hummel figures.
Or gets mad and throws book.
Right. Well, there you go, Joe. That's my gift to you.
All right, and sell it as soon as you can, Joe. Autograph it and sell it.
Enjoy.
I will. Autograph Joe Ardinger.
Yes, an autographed Joe Ardinger color astrology book.
All right, get out of here.
Who would
Thank
do
you.
That?
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank Bye-bye. You, guys.
Yeah, I mean, really, what a stupid concept. And the thing is...
Stupid concept is going to make her a lot of money.
Yeah, it already has made her a lot of money.
Right.
Oh, hey, that tape sounded good. Hold on, isn't that the one that's supposed to have Where in the World Is?
Where in the world is Joe Ardinger?
He's on the set of Will and Grace.
There we go. Oh, now, before we go to break,
yes.
Buzz, please be so kind as to go to www.donandmikewebsite.com.
All right.
We have the Don and Mike Babette of the Day.
Ooh.
Wow.
I like this feature.
And I think
I really like this feature.
You'll find this worthwhile. Now, do not show Mike the picture yet.
All right.
Mike, well, first off, look at it. I take it back. Look at it.
Look at it first.
And see if you can tell me who it is. This is someone who I used to consider to be...
I know who it is.
Do you really?
It's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. Wow.
What was her real name?
Melissa Joan Hart.
You know why I remember that? You know why I pegged that so early? Because I get a big cup, overflowing cup of I told you so for that. Do you remember what I used to say about her? She always, this is
Listen,
always who she was.
When she was Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes.
And when she was...
can I see her again?
The Teenage Witch. She was really, really hot. And now she's had a kid. And apparently she had the kid through the face because she just looks like someone has... You know what it looks like? You know that movie Shallow Hal where they made Gwyneth Paltrow look so
heavy,
fat?
Right.
It looks like they've taken this chick, Melissa Joan Hart, and put the prosthetic stuff on her so that she looks incredibly jowly, not jolly, but jowly and fat.
I will maintain that even back when you thought that she was hot, it was not that far a trip for her to land in fat actress land.
Two of her chins are kind of cute.
But she had a very healthy baby boy, and they've named it Eclair.
Anyway, that's the babette of the day.
Oh, she's keeping her whole family healthy by ingesting plenty of milk products.
Put it up there, Mike, so you could get an I told you so, because boy, oh boy. You know, at least that one chick from, was it the chick from the Quirky Show that I liked?
Yeah.
The one who was on ER then?
Uh-huh.
She didn't turn out all the way bad, right? Kelly Martin?
Yeah, and you know, she does TV movies on Hallmark now.
She's on ER.
And Kelly Martin...
She just had a baby on ER, I think.
What do you think will become of Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Fanning?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's already guilty, Buzz.
Yes. Guilty of what, Don?
Of being hot.
I think you've got to wait, based on that picture, you have to wait a number of years.
Seriously, Dakota Fanning, you know that's a gag. That's to bother Mike.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But I was telling Mike before the show today, and I don't care what anybody thinks of me. She's 16, but I want to tell you something. Oh. I would show Michelle Wee where the first hole was. You understand what I'm saying? We could go out on a golf course, and I would say, baby, you tell me what the par is on this hole.
She looks much older than she is.
I saw on ESPN last night, I guess Michelle Wie is doing...
Like Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, please don't be mistaken. My lust for Dakota Fanning
joke
is fueled by comedy because
it's comedy and you're doing it to work me, but
the funny button is always on 10, but Michelle Wie, serious, Jack. I'd go to jail with Bobby Mailman on that one.
And I hate to jump on this bandwagon, but I will tell you that I'm sure all you are doing is articulating what a lot of guys probably feel about.
Of course. I think I saw a picture of Michelle Wie on newsfilter.com.
Stop it, Rob.
I could be wrong. There's so many pictures, and I get confused.
Wasn't she on a subway train?
Exactly.
I know, because they all look the same.
Some of that stuff.
I know. That's a great sign.
You know how they always talk about the Japanese reality television is much more significant than ours? Well, everything that the Japanese produce is a little over the top.
With lots of fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Wee-Wee, please. Wee-Wee all the way home.
Yeah. A lot of groping.
This little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Boy, well, I think you'll enjoy the weekend because you're probably going to get a lot of her on television. Hey, but she did miss the cut, I believe, right?
I didn't know.
I think she missed the cut.
You know what I found I enjoyed the most? What? Is when she would have to... a couple of times her ball fell off the tee.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they would they pull back for a wide shot so that you could see her bend over and put the ball. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
See, now I'm really faking it.
Yeah.
She goes, now if I like protest Dakota Fanning, you know, when I get when I protest that, you know why, obviously, with my daughters and all that.
Right.
But the Michelle Wie, I've heard, you know, you're not alone. Let me just say that.
So you would also have you would face statutory rape charges.
No, I would not. No, I won't go that far, but I can certainly understand what you're saying.
How old is she?
16.
Yeah.
That's legal in many states.
Yes, I would simply take her down to Tennessee.
That almost sounds like an album title right there.
Right,
it does.
Right after I got done banging Jillian Barbary and Terry Bradshaw,
right.
I had me a nice Michelle Wie follow-up. And then maybe...
I bet they'd meet you in Tennessee.
And then maybe Rudy Martsky.
Thank God they're 3 days on the weekend.
Glorious four-way sex. Okay, everybody, check out that picture on our website of poor Sabrina the Teenage Fat Witch. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.